all runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker. Looking for the crew, any muds will do. I got me Parker. Quite just really got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker. The kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on glue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because we made it. It's not a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk song.
I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain. September, that September in the rain, that September that brought the pain, that September in the rain.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
So I took our dog for a walk this morning at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was quiet. We were walking down the street and the street lights were on. And I practiced sitting with her and a breeze went by and a poop ton of leaves just fell from one of these huge elm trees. And our dog Mabel was just like, she's so easily distracted, right? She's trying to follow 10 leaves at once. I forgot to tell you, it was hilarious, but that song just kind of reminded me of this morning, walking our dog with a poop ton of leaves in the gutter. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
In a nice
chill
fall autumnal evening.
Yes.
In Winnipeg.
Yep.
I like this vibe.
It's a very cool, relaxing vibe.
Yeah, very chill.
Very chill. Nice cup of coffee, hot chocolate.
Hot coffee.
Just, you know, walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, and with your dog going crazy at other dogs.
Yes.
And leaves falling. Yeah, fall has officially happened. Yeah. When I was watching those leaves fall off the tree, and I mean like raining leaves down. Yeah. It was crazy. I was just like, okay, it is on. There's no more like, oh, the leaves are starting to turn color. No, this is, we are in it.
Yeah, fall officially starts on Saturdays.
It does. Yeah, so
this some little seems, jazz to get you into that.
Like a segue into the seasonal change.
Yeah.
I love the seasonal change. Yeah. I like when like the evenings are a little cooler.
Yeah.
The days are a little cooler. This gray stuff we get in September kind of always makes me feel, because it's like wet and gray and cold. And my best friend sending me pictures of her in Greece, and it's beautiful. I'm looking outside and it's gray.
It's like, huh.
Thanks for that. But yeah, you came up with this fantastic playlist and nicely covers the transition into fall. I was prepping to post the show later. And I was like, it's a trip through New York in the autumn.
Yep.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did good.
Thanks.
So we started it all off with Laffy. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Laffy. With Like the Movies. Our man, Frankie.
Frankie.
September in the Rain. And then finished off with the late, great Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
With Autumn Leaves.
Yep.
What do you love best about fall?
The cool, crisp evenings and flannel.
Flannel. You are a flannel god. I was at Mark's warehouse shopping with Hunter for clothes. And I guess shackets, is that what you call them?
I think so, yeah.
Shirt jackets, shacket. I hate these like compound words because they all sound stupid. Just call it a flannel jacket, not a shacket. It's like jeggings. It's jean, whatever, anyway. It's like the thing, right?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. And they had some really nice plaid ones. And I saw this red plaid one. I was like, well, that's Daniel.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, you are a man who wears his plaid well. But yeah, it is that time of year.
Yeah.
Nuit Blanche is this weekend. That's always like a kickstart of the fall.
Yep.
And a lot of fun stuff going on.
Yep.
But we should play more music.
Let's get some more music going.
So you can't do Frank without a little Dino.
That's right.
You can't.
No. Nope.
So this is the other one, the only.
Dean Martin. An Evening in Roma.
Ooh.
Oh.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia. Sotto il cielo di Roma. Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two on an evening in Roma. Do they take him for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm, a girl I wish I knew on an evening in Roma. Though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one and that is one too few on an evening in Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma?
Though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down.
Come belle c'è la luna, brilla strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you,
Terchelle de Roma, on an evening in Roma.
Spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel. Of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. You up when you're let down. Jaded Rue and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it
to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know.
way charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. True love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And My Fair Lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl.
Sunday, big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. If you got trouble, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. New York on Sunday, big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday, life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. And if you've got trouble, go take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. And later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. Comes true on Sunday in New York.
Thank you. let's get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night, we found each other. Let's get lost. Celebrate this night, we found each other. Let's get lost. Oh, let's get lost.
I was waiting for you to like really give it there.
I'm sorry.
You haven't had the obligatory couple of drinks in you to warm you up?
No, the tequila's not in me yet.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome.
We are at the halfway mark of the show.
Yes, we are.
Where we tend to come back to the microphone and talk about nothing in particular.
Just dead air.
Just dead air. Not really. No, we're more professional than that. We should discuss this playlist.
Yes.
So that was Chet Baker.
Yep.
With Let's Get Lost. Little Bobby Darin. I forgot how much I love that song. That's Sunday in New York.
Yep.
Before that, Miss Ella Fitzgerald with Manhattan. Another song I adore. Billie Holiday with Autumn in New York. And we started the whole set off
with Dino.
With Dean Martin.
And Evening in Roma.
Roma. Which is like the oddball out in this whole set list.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
It's okay. Like, it works, but when you, like, you know, it's like, well,
maybe you're walking through Little like Italy in New York City, you know? It's just
fair.
You know.
Okay. I will give it to you. Like, I win! So, yeah, we're back here again.
Yep.
I think next week we pre-record. Or is it the week after?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I know it's coming, folks.
Yeah.
So be prepared. Yeah, we were talking at the top of the show, Nuit Blanche is this weekend.
Yep.
Which, this happens in other cities around the world, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a night where the city has a bunch of outdoor art installations, usually light installations, yep, or video or something. Something to lighten up the night, right?
Yes.
It's like Nuit Blanche's white night.
Yeah.
If you want to test me on my French skills. Nuit is night, Blanche is white.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of this in Winnipeg is central, usually around our Exchange District,
yep,
which is kind of our artsy fartsy area. There's going to be stuff at the Forks. There are maps online that kind of outline what's going to be where, so you, yep, can kind of plan your evening. If you're not a regular of the Nuit Blanche, expect a lot of people.
Yes.
expect crowds. And be prepared to walk. Parking is going to be difficult. Yep. A lot of people, actually, if the weather is nice, will deck their bikes out in lights and bike from place to place, because Winnipeg is really great for that. And Nuit-Blanche is set up in a nice way that bike routes are easily accessible, get you from A to B. And decorate your bike up.
Yep.
Put some lights on it. You'll see lots of people doing it. It's fantastic. So I haven't looked at the map.
Neither have I.
I haven't either. I think we should tonight, because we were just talking in the car on the way here that we should go.
Yeah.
Because the Manitoba, well, no, the
Canadian National Museum for Human Rights is open Saturday night.
For free.
For free.
There's only, I think, two national museums in Canada.
Yeah.
One is in Ottawa. And the other is here. It's the Museum of Human Rights. So that's kind of a feather in our chapeau. But if you haven't been and you're curious to kind of... I don't recommend using this as a night to actually go through these museums. Or, like, the art gallery is always open.
Yeah.
It's so busy. It's not really... And there's other exhibits going on dedicated to Nuit-Blanche. It's not, like, the best night to go and actually absorb what's there.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great night if you've never been to the Human Rights Museum to get a taste.
Yeah.
And we've never been.
I was there for Jazz Fest last
year. You were, that's right. Yeah, I've never stepped foot in there. I would like to go and just check it out. I've heard it's very moving.
Yeah.
And really well done.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful building.
Very nice.
And it's close to the Forks.
Yep.
A lot of stuff goes on at the Forks as well.
Yes.
So definitely check it out. Just Google Nuit-Blanche.
Yep.
Find the map.
Yes.
Check it out.
Find the map, check it out, go to it.
You got it.
Yeah.
What else is going on, Dan? You have a finger on the pulse. He's like, this pulse is my phone. And it tells me what's going on. What else is going on?
I know Into the Music has their music, their concerts inside their store
this
weekend as well.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the stores in the exchange will be open late.
Yes.
Saturday night, so. Not late, but...
But later. Yeah. Usually the exchange
closes at 6.
Yeah, kind of shuts down when business shuts down, because it's super close to downtown, so nobody's there. Why are staying open?
Yeah.
Yeah, so go check that out. That'll be good.
Yep.
Probably some sales going on at Into the Music.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe everyone's hoarding and prepping for the big record sale.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Definitely check it out. It's going to be at the Kubota Center here.
I'll be there.
You will be there. I'm going to be home.
Yeah.
So you're going to be manning the booth.
Yes.
On your own. I may come and help you set up.
Yep.
But then you're on your own, buddy.
Deal with
it
yourself.
I'm going back to bed.
This is your idea. You finish
right?
it.
Right. You started it. You finish it. No, we're a team.
Yep.
We're a team. But check it out. It's at the, like I said, the Kubota Center, which is on Wilkes Avenue. Opens at 10 something or other.
Nine
in the morning. It's early.
Yeah.
And lots of tables.
Yeah.
Bring cash. I always say to bring a little extra, because they do have a debit machine there.
Yeah.
But they run out of cash.
Yes.
I've had lots of experiences at when it was the old Manitoba Music Sale that they used to do at the by the airport.
Yeah.
I'd go in there with like my set, like $50 or $100 or whatever I had saved up that I was going to spend. And then within like 20 minutes, it was gone. And then you see the line of people at the ATM trying to get cash out, because they didn't plan accordingly, i.e. me. And by the time it gets to you, the ATM's out of cash. So I recommend.
Bring extra cash.
Bring extra cash. Or have self-control, which apparently I don't.
I do, actually.
You do. Yeah, you didn't buy much last time, did you?
No.
I think you bought maybe two records, one record.
It's like sometimes when I'm going to go to the sales, I usually think like $60.
And you set. You're really good at that.
Yep.
I'm
unless
terrible.
It's like something that I really want to have.
Well, yeah, that's different.
And then I'm low on cash. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the ATM, get some more money, and get that.
Yeah, but that's, I think, a different.
Yeah,
I'm terrible. Like even when we go to Vintage Vinyl,
I'm
just going to buy one record, and I'm like, bloop, 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 bloop. And then you're like, girl, like,
that's like five records.
It's like
there.
We still have to go grocery shopping, and I'm like, you'll eat hot dogs for the week.
Yay.
Speaking of Vintage Vinyl, they are our show sponsor.
They are.
A fantastic little shop here in Osborne Village. It's when I have people come in to Winnipeg and they message me and they're like, hey, you're in Winnipeg. Where do I go for records? I always say Vintage Vinyl first. Yeah. It's a little bit of a smaller shop, but he's got, they've got, I should say, it's not just him.
Yeah.
They have fantastic selection.
Yeah.
Everything from like your regular shelf fillers to like rare, like I drool.
Like rare first pressings of stuff.
That we would just like salivate for.
Yep.
And very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Brett used to be a show host here on UMFM, DJ Kinetic, and dude knows his music.
Yeah.
Like insanely so. Never has steered me wrong. Like even when he gives me albums and you know, he's like, this one I bought from him, Frost, I can't remember who it's by. He's like, you'll dig this. And I remember the first few times I listened to it, I was like, this is the first time you've steered me wrong, boy. But that'll agree on me. He knows. So go check them out. They're in Urban Waves.
Yep.
Into the Village. Into the Village.
Into the Village on Osborne.
I need more coffee, apparently. No.
No.
It's late. What else? What else we got to discuss here? Oh, the Punk Rock Flea Market.
Punk Rock Flea Market.
Can't forget this. This is massive.
Yep. It's coming up on the same weekend as a record sale.
I know.
Right here in our this very own U of M.
Right below us.
Yep.
But like over.
Yep.
Below and over.
Blowing over.
Same bill. Blowing over.
Blowing over beside us.
I am so amazed by how this thing has just like...
just exploded.
Yeah. It really goes to show it was something that the city was missing. If you didn't attend the first Punk Rock Flea Market, don't worry. This one is over 2 days.
2 days and it's huge.
It's fantastically, amazingly huge.
Yep. It's free.
It's free.
Yep.
It's going to be accessible. There'll be DJs. There'll be lots of space. There's parking. We're on bus routes. It's easy to get here. It's going to be... a riot.
Amazing.
Amazing. If you've never been to a punk rock flea market, these things happen all over the States.
Yep.
I believe maybe in other cities in Canada
as
well.
Yeah, I think Edmonton and Calgary, I think, have one.
And it's basically just a, think of Third and Bird for the alternative subcultures, groups of people, right? So people making your taxidermy squirrels surfing. You would get that at the punk rock flea market.
I would actually want one of those.
I know, right? I'm like, I kind of would too. That's why we're a good team, right? Yeah, so stuff like that. We were at the first ones hawking our vinyl.
Yeah.
Did fantastic, but we already committed to the record sale.
Yeah.
But we will be popping in to see what's going on because they're dropping the vendors previews now on the Instagram and Facebook for Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. So give them a search. Check out some of these vendors. There's some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
A couple of repeat vendors from the first year and some new stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of cool jewelry.
Yeah. Just cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, be prepared. Bring cash.
Yes.
Some of the booths do take e-transfer.
Debit,
but don't bank on it.
Yeah.
I see what I did there.
Don't bank on it.
Bring cash, be prepared. Come and have a good time and support the Punk Rock Flea Market. They're going to have merch for sale. It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm kind of sad we're not vendors.
Well, we thought about doing both at the same time.
Which would be a lot.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time.
We're gonna sign up for next time.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Flash Photo Fest is starting October 2nd.
That's right. If you are a photographer. Like Daniel here.
Yeah.
How I still like it, but not as much. But yeah. The nice thing about Flash Fest Photography Festival here is that you don't have to be a professional.
No.
You don't have to have a portfolio of mediocre photography picture things. That's a great sentence, Amanda. You know, submit some pictures.
Yep.
Share it. It's at you will have a piece.
Yes, I'll have a piece at the Gas Station
that's
Theater.
It. And that's
starting October 2nd.
October 2nd. So go see Daniel's photography.
Yeah,
he takes good pictures.
Yeah,
yeah, you do. You got that eye.
I got two eyes actually.
Four if you count the glasses.
Wow,
this is getting terrible. Okay, we're stopping. When the dad jokes come out on the show, it's like over.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna continue on in the music here. We've got one of my favorites.
Oh, some John Coltrane.
This is the Autumn Serenade.
Oh.
Trees come. comes autumn with her serenade. Melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade when I hear that lovely autumn serenade. Thank you.
Just
does Christmas well.
And he does Halloween very well, does too.
The Great Pumpkin Waltz.
Yep.
By Vince.
Okay, Peggy Lee.
Sorry.
Not yet, Peggy Lee. Like, sit back. Just chill.
Just chill. Vince Gilardi?
Yep.
I always say it wrong. Trio. Before that was Samara Joy, a new jazz singer.
Yep.
Fantastic. I love her. With Sweet Pumpkin. I'm like, I can always tell it's Thelonious Monk because he clanks so hard on those keys. I love it. But anytime, like, if you're playing Monk, and I'm like, oh, there it is, that heavy handed. But that was Thelonious Monk with I'm confessing that I love you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh darn it. And started it all off with John Coltrane.
Yep.
And the Autumn Serenade.
Uh-huh.
We're done.
We are.
I'd like to say thank you all.
Thank you.
Hope you've enjoyed this foyer into autumn in New York.
Yep.
And a little rum.
Yep.
We will have the podcast out Friday.
Yep.
Some of you are listening to this on the podcast. Hi. And we replay Mondays on The Face Radio out of Brooklyn.
Yep.
So happy hi hey to all you Brooklynites.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
I guess so. It is now.
It is now. Take care. Have a great weekend, or I hope you had a great weekend, and we'll catch you
next week.
Here is Peggy Lee, now that she's calmed down.
With Bewitched. Because she's
what?
She's just that. She just keeps popping up.
Just goes.
Just
are you
goes.
Ready?
Yeah,
are you ready?
We're ready.
Okay,
let's go. Peggy Lee, one more time.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. So well, before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key. Somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be hacked. But now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be bewitched. Bewitched. Found an end in summer, man, and that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
What is more exciting? Brisk weather in the fall.
It's especially delighting when you got a guy so handsome and so tall. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man.
You can talk about Maytime and a spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
'Cause I am in the mood for this October.
I caught him in the autumn.
Thank you.